Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just brings about a lot of clarity in her trial so she can know what your will is so that she can obey you and bear fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers, you Father, your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that's going to be protecting you from the trials that you're going to be encountering, okay, and guiding them through you. Guiding you through them, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted, and that you can understand persecution better when you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out in your own personal life on a smaller scale, okay? Talking about the fourth part of the iron, of the statue, the Nebuchadnezzar statue, which is iron, and how it connects to communism, and going through the Communist Manifesto, okay, and just getting familiar with it, the spirit of communism, okay. Still in chapter 2 of the Proletariats and Communists, I'm going to keep going here. It says, this would be a deceptive excuse for removal of private property, okay. It says, communism deprives no man of the power to appropriate the products of society. All that it does is deprive him of the power to subjugate the labor of those of others by means of such appropriations. Okay. So what it's saying is that, you know, we're just going to take away your power to basically put other people under subjection, okay, through your property. So you own something, right? And you can, you know, hire people, so on and so forth. And this is just a very deceptive excuse. Satan's like that. He'll say, no, I'm doing this and this is good, you know, and I'm going to stop this. But you have to, you know, just keep an eye and understand the spirit behind it. Well, who's going to be in charge then? Well, then you are. And who are you? You're not God, right? It's going to be something else that's not of the spirit. It's not from the Lord. It's not ordained by God. And they're going to be subjugating people. Just say, you can't. Okay? It's basically what's going to happen, in all honesty. And they're just going to use this as a deceptive tool. Because you hear this a lot with people with communist ideologies, where they say, well, you know, we need to take away your means because you're being mean to people and but the thing is that you have individual businesses, you have individual, you know, people, okay, landowners, whatever it is, and there, it's just between them and the Lord will govern that. And if they're sinning, then the Lord steps in and handles that, okay? And now communism is stepping in place of God and saying, no, we're going to govern everything and decide what's right and what's wrong, and assuming that they are right, and they're not, okay? The system that would operate behind communism, okay? So you want to be familiar with that, because that's a very tricky tool that you'll hear people that are communists use, okay, where it sounds like, well, look at these people, they're so poor and you're not paying them enough. Well, you know, when we're Christians, we know, well, God's going to deal with that. He's not going to let that just continue on, okay? He's going to fix that. But communists don't believe that, and they believe that they're going to step in and fix it, but then themselves become corrupt, okay, and wicked is all get out, as you can see. And you look at other communist countries, people get into positions of power and they abuse it. Okay, nobody's can stand in the place of judgment except for God, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has a very humble heart and knows she needs to read her Bible, from her KJV Bible, from cover to cover, when she's done, read again, and humble herself, asking to be filled with her with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things, and go after souls. Ask all these prayers, you Father, you Son, Jesus' name, amen.